I'm going to bring on this guy. His name is Todd Long, and you know, he's a member of the Florida Trail Association. What Long basically does is make recommendations on what trails are good and, you know, check out places around the state. But Todd, I guess last Saturday, had himself a little problem, a little run-in. We go to Melbourne, Florida, where Todd Long is standing by. Todd, how are you?
Hey, great. How are you guys doing today?
I think right now we're probably doing better than you are. Are you still undergoing rabies shots?
Yeah, I'm getting rabies shots. They're really not so bad. I don't know if I'd let everybody in on that secret, but it's just kind of like a tetanus shot or something in your arm.
Oh, so they don't do it in the stomach anymore?
No, that was one of the first things they told us at the hospital when we got there. They said, hey, we don't do the shots in the stomach anymore. You're lucky.
Oh, hallelujah. But do you still have to go through like 10 of them?
We got 5 total, one a week.
Well, who cares if it's a regular shot?
Yeah, it's no big deal.
That thing in the stomach is what gets you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the scariest thing of the whole thing, walking back 2 miles from that thing on the trail going, oh, no, I got to do rabies shots.
Let's tell everybody the story here. Todd, you were, in Central Florida somewhere checking out a trail?
Yeah, it's just west of Sanford. Decided to take a day hike, a little hot out, so 7 miles. That sounds pretty good. Rock Springs Run State Preserve.
Beautiful place.
Really nice place. Highly recommend it, and it's safe now. The bobcat's not out there.
Okay. So you're walking down the trail, and as it says in the article that I'm reading, you know, you were kind of nervous walking down the trail. You're kind of guy that likes to whistle as you're walking down, making sure the animals hear you coming before they actually see you.
Yeah, the only time they're going to attack you or anything like that is if you step on them or, you know, come up on their babies or something like that. I like for them to know I'm there. I don't want to run into any of them, come around a corner and be surprised. That's the only time you have problem, and then they're going to run from you anyway.
Sure.
Even if you do surprise them.
Most
only
times.
Only time you'll have a problem unless they're insane.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so you're walking down the trail, and what is the first inkling that you've got a problem here?
About 2 miles out, just walking along, minding my own business. Let's get that across, right?
Yeah.
And I actually hear that classic bobcat growl. You know, you hear it, you know, on TV. I mean, I've never heard a bobcat before, but I knew exactly what I'm like, bobcat? And I turn around, here comes running straight out of the bush about 30 feet from me, this bobcat running, you know, just low and fast.
Now, how big is the bobcat now, and in comparison to, say, in like a house cat?
Good 2, maybe 3 times bigger. Looks like a big oversized Morris cat.
Okay.
And, you know, like a medium dog. They said this one was 35 pounds. I think that was exaggerated, but, you know.
All right, 35 pounds is pretty big.
That's a good size one.
All right, so this thing comes out of the brush and it is charging full blast at you?
Yeah, just tear-butting right at me. I turn around, raise my hands up right as it jumps, and catch this thing.
You caught the bobcat.
I am not that good. Trust me, I'm not that good.
You raised your arms up, and the bobcat jumped in your arms.
And here I am holding this thing out, you know, arm's length from me. Start shaking it around, and I remember thinking right at that moment, this ain't no good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just real simple thoughts at that point. So I throw it over, it ends up in some bushes, and it runs away. And I thought, okay, that's cool.
Right, yeah.
You know, it was nearsighted or something. It thought I was food. Now it knows I'm not. It's gone.
Right.
And so I turn around to walk back. It's 5 miles the other way, so 2 miles back. So, you know, get out of there as quick as I can.
So you were basically saying, I'm not going to continue this walk anymore.
No.
This is a good point to turn around.
You know, that was a good indicator at that point. Yeah, it just was not my day.
Okay.
And here I hear it coming again, and I turn around. I can't believe this. And look down, pick up a stick, about 4-foot-long branch. I got some religion. Thank you, God, for that one. And, in fact, I was thinking about starting to call it a staff from this point. But so I pick up this stick, baseball bat it, you know, just as the cat gets to me.
So you timed it pretty well with the stick.
I won't say I timed it. I got really lucky. As I say, I'm not that good.
All right, and you clocked the bobcat
bobcat right upside the head, knocked him out.
Oh, you knocked it. Got knocked out cold.
Knocked out cold. And I felt bad. I mean, I really, just for a second, I thought, oh, man, that's too bad.
Sure, you're a nature lover, Todd.
Yeah, and next thing I realized, this thing's got rabies. It's going to, you know, wake up. It's going to get me, you know, as I go back, or it's going to get somebody else out here. You got to kill it. And I, you know, So I started just pounding the hell out of it.
Now, I want to let everybody know here, because you're hearing this story, and, you know, the animal rights people are going to get all crazy about it. Todd, you've dealt with wildlife in the wilderness simply because of what you do and being involved with the Trail Association. You knew in your heart that there was something wrong with that bobcat, and it had to be killed.
First attack, I thought it was just something, you know, it was confused or, you know, something. But after that second attack, I said, well, there's got to be rabies, distemper, something going on here.
So you walloped it good a few times over the head to kill it.
Yeah, eyes roll back in its head, tongue falls out.
Right.
I guess I'm in too big of a hurry to notice that it didn't stop breathing.
Yeah, because you probably bolted.
I want to get out of there. So I start off, and then I went, wait a minute, I got to get a picture of this. So I turn around, get a quick picture, take off. Now I'm walking through the woods, you know, sure that everything, now I'm paranoid, everything out here's got rabies.
Exactly.
They're all converging on me at this moment. So 2 miles out, talk to 911 to get a ranger to meet me. Of course, a ranger meets me, a sheriff meets me, fire truck, ambulance, everybody.
Right.
I'm bleeding pretty good, but, you know, nothing uncontrollable.
Now, you're bleeding,
like,
what, on the arms?
Yeah,
and
I've
hands?
Got a lot of scratches on the right arm. They're healing up. I got a bite on the left arm. Not bad.
Okay, so now, from what I read, the ranger got kind of mad at you.
Well, no, they didn't say anything about getting mad at me. What I found out later, though, is when they got the call, they all figured this is some guy that probably got what he deserved.
Right.
Because these things just don't happen. He probably was messing with its kits. He poked a stick at it, threw some rocks at it, or did something.
And then he went and killed it.
Right. Well, we went back out in the truck. Me and Ranger Coy, forget his last name, but hey, Coy is a great name for Florida Ranger, I think.
Right, Ranger
and,
Coy.
And we go back out in the truck. He knows exactly where I left it, marked it on the map. Yep, we got there. There's the stick. There's no cat. So they're like, uh-oh.
The bobcat that you killed is gone.
You killed this bobcat, you said? And next thing you know, he comes tear-assing right out of the woods again. I mean, just right.
So it's friggin' Cujo.
So I mean, it came to.
Yeah. So it comes right out of the woods, tears right at straight truck and attacks the front of the truck, claws and teeth, and, I mean, just unbelievable. Oh. Something like you'd see on, you know, out in Africa when one's going after a water buffalo.
Right now, what's Ranger Coy thinking right now when he sees the bobcat that was supposed to be dead come out of the woods and attack the truck?
He said, something's wrong with this cat. I'm like, yeah, okay. So it comes back and tries to attack the back of the truck. He tries to run it over. It runs back in the woods. He tells me I'm going to go out and get it.
He's trying to run it over with the truck.
Well, it was back and forth underneath the truck. Couldn't get out.
Jeez.
We were kind of trapped there.
Yeah.
And so it runs back in the woods. He says, I'm going to go out. You stay here. No problem. No problem at all. I'll be right here. We don't get it out that time. They went back with three rangers the next time. Everybody armed pretty good.
Right.
Ranger Laura DeWalt. She spots it off in some brush after about 20 minutes, fires a couple of shots with a 9mm at it. I'm not out there now, but this is the story as
right.
I know it.
Right. Now, before you go that farther, from what I was also reading, didn't she have like a bulletproof vest on or something?
Yeah, she did. She goes out, equipped. They don't mess around.
Right.
And so she fires a couple of shots at it, starts running at her, I guess about 20 feet. She fires a few more shots. From what I know, before it got to her, there was two bullets in it already.
It's still charging.
Right.
Yeah, and it's been beaten about the head, too.
She's the one that really got the injury. She got two punctures on the top and bottom of her elbow.
Wow.
Where it really clamped onto her. Tossed it off. Jumps on her back.
The bobcat jumped on her back.
On her back at this point.
With two bullets in it and after a day earlier a clubbing.
Right. Another wildlife officer tells her to hold still, walks up to her with a shotgun slug, and it just blows about half of its belly out. Cat's still alive, and she has to reach around and shoot it one more time while it's still, you know, screaming on her back.
Still alive.
Still alive. Unbelievable.
And then finally it was brought down with another shot.
Right.
With the shotgun?
No, with her.
With the 9mm.
With the 9mm, she shot it herself on her back.
Holy cow. Now, this was last week. Have results come back from the bobcat?
Bobcat did have rabies.
Oh.
And we'd already started the rabies shots back at the hospital because it's pretty certain that it would. And got another shot next week and a couple weeks after that, and we're done. It's not too bad, that part of it. And
now, I would
have... That's a good thing it was you and not some kid out there.
It is.
Exactly.
That's what I keep saying. It's not a family with some kids. My son, he's 13, usually goes with me. Thank you, Lord, for that not being it.
Now, it's at a quarantined area now? Because if there's one out there, there's probably something else out there
they
with rabies.
They did for a few days. Then they opened it back up middle of last week. I guess they'd sent a lot of rangers out looking for any kind of activity, night and day, you know, anything out of the ordinary. And I guess it come up fine.
Are you, and I'm going to ask you this here, because you're probably eventually going to go back out on nature trails and stuff like that. You permanently scarred from this? I mean, are you permanently going to think twice every time you step out of your vehicle to go on a walk?
Yeah, I think it's something that's going to hang with me for quite a while. I'm going to carry a big walking stick from this point on. That's something I didn't do. And I probably won't solo hike for quite a while. I'm just skittish about the whole thing. I think it's completely and totally safe. It's a one in a million thing. I guess you get hit by lightning before this happens to you. I think, you know, I tried playing a lotto that night, and that didn't work.
Now, you know what that bobcat was saying? You made one mistake. You left me alive.
Yeah, I mean, when you clubbed it over the head, I mean, you, like you said, the tongue was hanging out, the eyes all rolled back, and you thought for sure it was dead.
I'd be dead at that point.
My God, and it took a clubbing, multiple gunshot blasts.
Half the guts blown off.
Half the guts blown off before this thing was brought down.
Yeah, some cat.
Unbelievable. Todd, fantastic story, and we're glad you're around to talk about it.
Yeah, I am too.
Todd, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I seen a bear so powerful that it snapped a man's body in half with his huge jaws. I seen a badger with paws as big as frying pans. Now that ripped your face right off. Right off. There's nothing you can do with that. Once there was a hawk that swooped down from the sky and plucked a man's eyeballs out of his sockets. The fellow was screaming, "I'm blind! I can't see! I can't get it off! I can't get it off!"
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
One locked up abroad. Two unwitting men sign a shady employment contract with a mysterious man known as Beasley. Two decades later, they're still living with the consequences. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. I just want to make a note, despite rumor, Dave did not mix the Stan and Haney theme song. He helped.
He was a helper.
Yeah, pushed a button. He's going around talking about how he's the chief mixer and engineer for this, and he's lying. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
The worst thing is that he was telling this to someone who was there.
I know. And the person who was there when the song, who is even on the song.
Mm-hmm. Tommy produced and mixed and everything. Dave was a fine production assistant.
He pushed a button.
Yeah.
Assistant. And by the way, we're in the deal right now. That I thought was going to happen yesterday, but it's happening now.
Yeah.
Now, I've been told by
we're hand-wringing again today.
Yep, but the chief engineer told me, streaming, you can hear us.
Well,
and now we're all back.
It should be over by now.
Chief Engineer Richard, how long did it last?
Don't you remember the first one? It went on and on and on. It was echoing and it was nuts.
How long did this one last?
Oh, he's talking to me.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. How long did this one last?
It was actually quick, like 30 seconds.
Oh, good.
It was like
we didn't miss anything.
Not really. You were in the middle of a line, and all of a sudden it went...
And then back on.
Well, no, then he said it was a test.
Okay.
Hold on, about 30 seconds. You're back.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Thank you. Engineer extraordinaire, Richards.
Painless for us.
Yeah. I'll talk to you... After, you got to talk to Junior. but.
I don't know, man.
But I have to, right now it is very difficult for me. What?
And you're more active than I am, but much the same. I don't do anything.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, you stay out of trouble.
Completely.
Yeah, because we know.
And... Dave manages to get himself in enough trouble for everybody in the building.
When people outside of this building, people who know and love you, say, I don't think that this is helping you as far as the reputation, because...
Well, we're hardcore, man.
Yeah, well, let me just say, and I can't talk about it on the air, and I got a million other things that are just weighing me down today.
Well,
let me
at
just
least
say,
the EBS test is out
of
the
that's
way.
Over. Let me just say that there were a lot of people, I'm going to give Haney a hand signal here so that you folks at home, a lot of people were and posting it, and your friend, person who cares about you very much, notified us of that and said, this ain't helping you. And he's making every effort for it to disappear. And I'll even make a side note. I am so glad that Junior is a part of this show and he's got what I call, whether it's in the business or just as a human being, common sense. Because I wanted, when Dave was going off to record his song yesterday, I wanted him to capture the moment so we could go and pepper him. And, oh, what were you doing here? He came to me today and said, it got to the point where I felt so bad I deleted all of them. Because I didn't feel right.
No, you should have kept them.
Well.
So that Stan could go over them.
I was told by a person who saw it firsthand. I got to push that aside. And I don't want to... You need to be spoken to off the air about that. But he's a jerk. All right? Not a good at heart. Let me move that off to the side. Let me just move that off. After he's done talking to you, I got to talk to you. I came into work today, and this is where I'm a professional.
You know, I was thinking it was just going to be a nice Wednesday.
When it rains, it pours.
I need multiple briefings now.
When it rains, it pours. Do you ever notice?
When it rains, it pours?
That when one thing happens, like say everything's going along smoothly, like you said, like I said this morning. I'm just going to, this is going to be a normal day. We're going to get through the day. Everything's going to be fine. And 9 times out of 10, that happens. You never get any bad news or frustrating news, just one thing. It seems like in a span of, 4 or 5 hours, they just start rolling in. And it's like, I can handle one. All right, two. Now, look, now I got it requires my attention.
Now there's a dent in the armor.
And now three of them. Yeah. And I'm going, are you kidding me? Not in one span of a few hours can you be popped with so many things to screw up your day. And then, oh, by the way, Stan and Haney, get ready to make people have fun because you got to go on the air and do it. Right now, inside Stan is a frustrated anger ball.
Isn't that the name of your HBO show?
What's
you
that?
Do on the weekends?
Frustrated anger ball?
Inside Stan.
Oh, Inside Stan? Yes. No, that got canceled.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got to put everything. We need to take care of business here.
Just like my Showtime show.
What was that?
Well, I had a bunch of stand-up comedians. We called it Yuck 'em Ups.
We'll be back. Today, Smarter Than Haney. I just got word from Buddy Taylor. Junior took care of it. We got a fresh delivery of barbecue sauce.
How's Buddy doing?
He's doing good.
We love Buddy.
And I'm not just talking about a little bit of barbecue sauce. He just brought in a virtual truckload of barbecue sauce so that
the way it moves out of here, that's good.
And so that's good. That's
Thank
good
you, buddy.
News. We'll take a break. I'll let Haney decide how much he wants to talk about what has transpired. This is Stan saying this. I think the less we talk about it, the better. But I don't know that I can associate with him anymore. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, I don't know that it's good to have him around me. 96 K-Rock.
Every once in a while, we get an email or a phone call from a listener accusing us of being in a bad mood. It's a simple misunderstanding, really. This is our good mood. The bad mood is, well, unairable. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
So his fly was open?
Yep. Yep. I'm telling you,
Did he get bit by ants?
I hope he did. I hope he did.
Well, he wouldn't know, would he?
No. You see, this would be a good day for him to call. This would be a good day for him to attempt to defend himself. He can't. And I'm getting texts from people that witnessed it. Let's do the grab bag. This is so... The grab bag is brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41 in North Naples.
I don't know what to do with
it. I'll tell you what to do. Keep him as far. He needs to be committed. You know, we'll do an intervention right here. We'll get to. Does anybody want that has one of these places where we could be all in here on a Friday one day? Talk to him, and he'll be like he did to me on my phone. Yes, sir. I know. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. a lot of that.
And why don't we do a little role playing?
Okay.
Dave.
Yes, sir.
You know why I'm talking to you.
Yes, sir.
You know what you did was wrong.
Yes, sir.
You know you shouldn't do that.
Yes, sir.
You know you really embarrassed yourself.
Yes, sir.
You know you shouldn't do that again, right?
I'm sorry.
You promise you won't do it again?
I'm sorry, brah.
You promise you won't do it again?
I promise. You know me. I'm here till the end. I ain't gonna go and make you guys look bad. Yes, sir. Let me tell you something. Picture, in the days of, like, the Mayflower. And something hits the ship. And as you and I, captains of the ship, we go down with the ship. We fight. We stick right with this.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first one to jump off. He's the one throwing women and children off the lifeboat so he can get on. He'll be the first one to jump ship.
Yeah.
And it's
not because he doesn't like women and children, but he had to have room for the whiskey stores in the lifeboat.
Yes, sir. That's all my phone is full of. Yes, sir. I said, you made a complete fool of yourself. Yes, sir. You're an embarrassment. Yes, sir. You're pathetic. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, he's still hungover. What do you expect him to say?
Wait, this is the truth. Even without Jack Ball in the studio, he has really, really begun to bring the whole show down.
I'd have to agree with that.
Yep.
I'm tired of hearing about it.
Yep, but it's something new every day. This is not a 15-year-old at a kegger.
Yeah, but you mean like PJ or Squeeze?
Yeah. Oh, well, speaking of that.
No, but you are dead on, as usual. If his goal is to get attention, he's got it.
He's got it. For all the wrong reasons. Like this guy. An American Airlines flight from Phoenix to Boston had to land in Kansas City. Why? Well, on Monday night, a drunk passenger wouldn't sit down and started to do pull-ups on one of the overhead bins.
Because he's tough.
Yep. Another passenger named David Markowski right here explains how it all went down with this drunk.
He was leaning up against the where you put the bags overhead, and a passenger came by and said, what are you going to do, some pull-ups? And the guy actually grabbed onto it and started doing some pull-ups on the plane in front of everybody. The flight attendant probably asked him about 3 or 4 times to sit down, and he refused to sit down. And then he really got verbally abusive with her. Started calling him names, profanity. Security came onto the plane to go ahead and get him.
Yeah. You know what? I want security here on Friday. This happens where? In Florida. A mom in Port Orange, Florida.
We should see if we could get, like, one of the people from the TV show Intervention on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think?
One of the mediators.
Well, the mediator's going to say you need to
I'll tell you exactly what you're going to... You know what I hear, Dave? Bunch of people that love you like crazy. Now get in the van.
Yep. Yep. A mom in Port Orange, Florida, named Tracy Nye, was at a Walmart with her 8-year-old last Friday when an 81-year-old guy named Helmut Kolb? Yep. H-E-L-L-M-U-T-H.
The former Chancellor of Germany.
Kolb. K-O-L-B. This 81-year-old went up to Tracy Nye.
How much for the women?
And offered to buy her daughter, the 8-year-old, for $200,000. Cops tracked him down. Another woman came forward with a similar story. Here you go with Helmut.
First amount was $100,000. The second amount was $150,000, and then the final amount was $200,000. I think what was going through my mind was, what is going to happen here, and I just need to get her away as quickly as possible. I felt it was a duty to the community that I needed to warn other parents. The more that come forward, the better, I think, for this and for the community.
Yeah, I think that's where the guy had convinced himself that things you can't get away with saying in a normal voice. If you say them in a foreign accent,
yeah,
oh, different culture,
yeah, different morals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna play it. I don't feel bad about it. President Trump getting an awful lot of heat from both sides of the aisle.
Not really.
Oh, he's, yes.
Do you really consider Jeff Flake on...
Oh, no, I'm not even talking... Lindsey Graham, who did the big stand-up at the...
Yeah.
Said that he is going to Trump personally to, quote, tell him to knock it off.
Well, what's he done? He's done nothing but win, win, win.
And the thing is,
I'm so tired of winning.
He hasn't done nothing wrong. He helped. That's why I'm playing it. But he's getting a lot of heat from it. Trump held a rally in Mississippi yesterday. And
stated the obvious?
Yes. And stated the obvious. That hurts people's feelings. He started talking about Christine Blasey Ford and her inability to remember and one beer and all. Here's the president. I'm not ashamed to play this, and,
no.
I'm with him 100%. This is the truth.
This is what happened.
I had one beer, right? I had one beer. Well, do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember. And a man's life is in tatters. A man's life is shattered.
He's 100% right.
He's stating the obvious.
But, oh, this shouldn't be done in a campaign forum. We have investigations. You don't even have the FBI report yet.
He is brilliant. Because
yes,
that's what we need, is someone stating the obvious.
Plain talk.
Yep.
I'm sorry for all the Cub fans. You got a World Series the past couple of years. You're all right. The curse has been broken. I talked to a very big Cub fan today, our buddy John Kuhn.
It's
from Harry Chapin Food Bank.
Cub fan and a Bud man?
Yeah. The Cubs were in an epic battle last night with the Colorado Rockies in the wild card play-in game. One game.
So they're playing an expansion team.
It went 13 innings at Wrigley. The Rockies win. Now here's where a problem occurred. And follow me. I don't know that I've...
Bartman have something to do with this?
Well, no, but it's brilliant. They're calling it the hugging incident.
What does Macron have to do with this?
In the 11th inning, tied 1-1, Javier Baez of the Cubs was running to third. Now, there's only one out. It's a live ball. Javier Baez of the Cubs was running to third and was about to get tagged out by the Rockies' third baseman. So Baez stopped in his tracks, knew that he was going to get tagged out, stuck out his arms, and hugged him. Oh, you got me, bro. It was a live ball. It could have been a double play. But because he... Oh, cool, you got me. The third baseman held on to the ball and didn't make the double play.
Nice.
Brilliant.
And Contreras hits it on the ground to Arenado, who applies the tag, or the hug, if you will.
That play is live. There's no reason for you to hug me.
It's not the last out of the inning.
I don't know who hugged who initiated the hug, but I was surprised there was no attempt at turning a double play.
It's bias.
So Arenado applies the tag and then tried to brace himself and gets wrapped up in the hug.
And you cannot put your arms around any infielder. The rules are the rules.
I'm telling you, postseason baseball brings out some of the more obscure things. How many times have you seen an extra innings elimination game? where a runner wraps up an infielder with a hug to prevent a throw on a double play.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yep.
Brilliant. Still lost, though. Just went a few more innings. Okay. Baseball, and because we got the Yankees are playing the A's in their play-in game tonight. Baseball is about a lot of unwritten rules. There's a decorum to the game. And what's happening in the NFL and other places, you're kind of glad that, you know. But there's a new ad that pokes fun. MLB's doing it. That pokes fun at so-called unwritten rules in baseball. And it's narrated by Ken Griffey Jr.
They said rules are rules. Don't stop and stare.
It's gone!
Toss that bat 30 feet into the air.
Don't flip your bat. Respect the jersey.
Yeah.
He didn't earn that right. They called him unprofessional. No celebrating. Keep your head down. Flashy. Immature. Showboat. They said it all.
You don't have to do that. Get a little tired of it.
It's something you do not do in baseball.
No more talk. Let the kids play.
It's just a new world.
Yeah, so show all the disrespect you want. I guess next week, because, you know, the new fall lineups are premiering. You know, this year, like last year, the best is right here on ABC. The first promos for the Connors have come out. They're going to, debut the new series next week. And the first promos have come out.
Tuesday, October 16th. There's one thing on everyone's mind.
There's no place for the cornholders.
No, that ain't it. What's next for the Connors?
Bam!
I thought we should talk about a game plan for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
I say we follow the Connor tradition, spend every dime we have on Halloween, and then we have nothing to be thankful for or buy gifts with.
The Connors premieres Tuesday, October 16th on ABC.
Looks like they got over everything.
Oh, yeah. You know, the matriarch. Guess it was opioids.
Yep.
Oh, well, what are we going to do?
Have a big Halloween party. Somebody passed away on Monday. She was 78 years old. You might not know her last name, but you do know her first name. She inspired a famous song.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy.
Peggy Sue Bearin passed away on Monday in Texas. She was 78. The Peggy Sue who inspired the famous 1958 Buddy Holly song. I guess Buddy Holly's drummer's girlfriend was Peggy Sue. And asked, will you rewrite the song a little bit for have Peggy Sue in there to make me look good? He did. And she's part of musical history. She passed away again in Texas at the age of 78. Very phlegmy today. Very phlegmy.
That's all right. Nobody notices.
No, you can't. You can't. Can't tell that when my voice stops in mid-speech.
And nobody knows.
It's got a lot of post-sinus drip.
Yeah. Don't let it worry you.
It's not. When we come back, we're going to take your phone calls. We've got some great prizes. I was looking at YouTube. I'm going to do this, and we'll throw this out there, anybody that remembers. I was on YouTube, and I saw a YouTube ad going back to, I think, the 60s or the 70s for Howard Johnson's restaurants.
Oh, they were so good.
And it was the place to bring the family. You can enjoy a good, wholesome meal, steaks, and all this at a great price. And then it tags it on at the end. And you can also have Howard Johnson's in your home with their frozen foods that you could get. Which prompted me to look, is there a list of restaurants that we grew up with that aren't there anymore? And there's a huge list, some I completely forgot about.
I never forget.
Well, that's why I'm going to throw a few of these out there and see if people remember them. Maybe in your part of the country they had them. Maybe it was a national change. I'm going to throw one out to
maybe
you.
Maybe someone recently decided they were racist and we never knew for 30 years.
Well, that too. Like, a list of defunct restaurants. I'll throw one out there that I know you remember, Haney. Bressler's Ice Cream Shops.
Yeah.
Out of business. And one that caught my eye when I was going to college in Orlando, whenever we had some extra money, we'd all go out to the Mexican restaurant Chi-Chi's.
That's not around?
Not around anymore. You can still get Chi-Chi's salsa because Hormel bought the name, but Chi-Chi's restaurants, which were one of the biggest names in Mexican restaurants in the 80s, went out of business after a nasty, nasty hepatitis scare.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
You know
I'll throw
me.
A few of these out to you, see if you remember them.
Got a lot of great memories of defunct restaurants.
Yep. Me too. I was going down the list, and I'm like, oh, man, I remember that place.
Well, let's take a walk down memory lane.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
96 K-Rock.
Social Security case, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
K-Rock.
Southwest Florida, we're always here to help. But unfortunately, there's actually very little we can do. Sorry. Just try not to focus on the pain.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Phone lines open. 239-277-9600. In about 25 minutes, are you smarter than Haney? Lovely Karen will be joining us. And somebody's going to get a chance to win. And we've got so many good things on the prize sheet today. I'm going to leave it as winner's choice in about 25 minutes or so to find out what you would like to do or what you would like to have. It's not going to be one prize. You're going to have your choice of a prize. Could be Lewis Black. Could be Shinedown. Could be Hollow Scream. Florida International Air Show. Pewter Mug North. If you want to go with Zito on the Key West Express, we've got those. So that'll be in about 30 minutes already.
Jesus. You know
what? What, buddy?
We just had a conversation off the air.
Yeah, I told you I had to talk to you too.
And I know Stan can perhaps come across as a bit grouchy.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You don't know everything. And I will tell you this. Stan was hit with three different sets of bad news.
Yep.
Friends, can I tell you what Stan has to do with those three sets of bad news? Nothing.
Yep.
He did nothing to cause them.
Nope.
But he will deal with the fallout.
Yep. They find me.
You're just living your life.
Yeah, I'm not falling over $8,000 microphones and making an ass of myself. It just finds me. I try to do the right thing.
You know, it's one thing when you get hit with bad news and you go, oh, yeah, that's because I did this. Damn it. It's easier to deal with when you can blame yourself.
Yeah, you can put your finger on it.
when things come at you like they're meteors falling from the sky.
Yeah, that you don't see it coming.
And I'm sure somebody will then text, but, you know, technically that's a meteorite.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like the meteor sounds better.
Yeah, it sure does.
It sounds bigger.
Yeah. I don't understand it. And the thing is, I can go periods of time with nothing going on, and you can handle once in a while a bad piece of news. You deal with it. We're adults. But when they go boom, 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 it's like they're all lined up. They're all in the chamber.
And it seems to be worse the older you get, because you just get tired of it. When you're younger, you think, if I solve this problem, it'll never happen again.
Wrong.
No.
But that's all right. I've got a show to do. As soon as 6 o'clock comes, I'm...
Well, I took the point of you telling me of your woes is that really nobody cares.
Nobody does. So, I've got to internalize it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a year down the road, couple of years down there, maybe a month down the road.
Now, I will tell you.
Oh, you got a bad attitude, Stan.
Out of those three pieces of bad news, Dave is one of them. And that's why I understand what an attractive target he makes for your anger.
Yes. I was telling about restaurants that closed up. These are big chains that we used to go to.
All the time.
And even in the break, the texts on my phone and the text here to the station are remembering restaurants. Of course, the obvious one that comes at Sambo's.
I love that. I used to have
for years and years.
I used to have, when I was a kid, I had the books about Little Black Sambo.
Yeah.
How he ran around the tree. He was running from the tiger.
It was a very successful restaurant chain, but they needed to close them. They sold them. The other one that Haney and I both enjoyed when we were, was Lum's.
Oh, yes.
Lum's was home of the beer-steamed hot dog, and they're long gone.
And it was just a fun place. See, my Lum's was right across the street from the beach. And so I associate that with all kinds of fun times.
But then I started looking at these things because I was watching a Howard Johnson's ad and all the places that we identified with as a kid, or you wonder, I haven't thought about them in years. What happened to them? I've got a list. First of all, if you remember our movie, The Fast Times at Ridgemont High, there was an All-American Burger.
Mm-hmm.
There.
You know what their secret sauce is, don't you?
Yep. they're mayonnaise and the Thousand Island dressing.
No.
What is it?
Well,
mayonnaise and ketchup.
Yeah, and then the other one's Thousand Island dressing. By the way, Stan, we need to take a quick commercial break here, and we'll be right back talking about old restaurants.
Yeah.
I am crazy about Lum's Gourmet Burger, green peppers, mushrooms.
I love the
It's Uncle Milty.
Don't nobody move until I get my bacon burger. All Lum's burgers are cooked to order. All choice beef. Maybe Lum's will name one after me.
Say you already have, Mr. Burrow. That's why they're called hamburgers.
Is he dressed in drag?
Yes.
Of course. Give me a little music in the background, Haney, as we go down a few
well,
of these.
What
and if
kinda...
anything, if anything rings a bell.
What kind of music would be appropriate, do you think?
So, you know, dining music.
Well, let me look that up and see what I have under dining.
I'm going to take a couple of calls, and then we'll see what's going on here. Find some, and then I'll go down the list. Or some of them, anyways. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Josh.
Hey, Josh.
How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to call. I haven't talked to you guys in a little bit. This is your friend Josh from the skilled nursing home downtown Fort Myers.
Hey, Josh.
Oh, hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like I said, at the end of the day, it's always great to turn you guys on while I'm wrapping
great.
Up my paperwork.
That's
you guys
great.
Always lighten my day after
Thank
a long
you,
day.
Well, you're doing God's work, Josh.
I appreciate it, Josh. Thank you. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, talking about old restaurants. You remember Lone Star? That was on Daniels.
I think they're one of them on the list. I think that they're one of those.
Yeah, but that's pretty recent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them that are recent, but and some of them have gone out of business here. but might be somewhere else. These are restaurants completely out of business. Beefsteak Charlie's. Do you remember Beefsteak Charlie's?
Vaguely.
What else that rings a bell?
Oh, I know. I think I got some good music that might take us back in it. I think it's like the Muzak of that time.
That's KC right there, I think.
No, it's not.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Well, it's the song, but it's a ripoff like they'd have on in the background because of the licensing. Remember that? They call it elevator music.
Yeah. Burger Chef.
Mm-hmm.
They were competitors with the McDonald's and Burger King, and they were a big deal. When the Star Wars movie came out in 1977, you know how McDonald's ties in with a movie, and Burger Chef tied in with Star Wars.
And there was one that I remember that I don't think was a franchise, and you could tell they were decorating on a budget, but it was called Burger Queen.
Yes, I saw that as well. Let's see, Chi-Chi's I told you about. What other ones that might ring? The Clock Restaurant. We used to have one in North Fort Myers. Clock.
And we had one in Melbourne. That was like the radio restaurant for you, wasn't it?
Long gone. D's Drive-In. Do you remember a D's Drive-In? Let's see. What else would ring a bell that used to be around? See, I don't know. Druthers. I don't know. Duff's Famous Smorgasbord.
Now, I know that's been around within the past 20 years.
At one time, it had 150 restaurants, no more.
Oh, the one that kills me is Morrison's.
Yep, on the list. Morrison's Cafeteria.
My grandmother used to take me to Morrison's. It was great.
Let's see. Along those lines, anybody remember the Forum Cafeterias?
Yep, Piccadilly. They're all out of business, aren't they?
Yep. Henry's Hamburgers. Hobo Joe's. Hopper's Drive-In. I'm just going right down the list and looking at some. Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Well, you get hungry for chicken when you see that bearded face.
Lums. Lions. Mini Pearls Fried Chicken. There it is. Morrison's Cafeteria. Look what else is on. Mr. Steak, where I used to work.
You know all about that.
Yep. Let's see. The official All-Star Cafe. A lot of celebrities backed that. Gone. I don't remember this one.
Restaurant business is brutal.
If you were from the Midwest and South, you might remember Pancho's Mexican Buffet. Gone. Pantera's Pizza. They were bought by Godfathers.
Is Godfathers even still around?
I don't know. Poe Folks.
Oh, yeah. Whispering Bill.
Poe Folks, once owned by Burt Reynolds.
I thought that was Bill Anderson.
He might have done the commercial. Roadhouse Grill. Sambo's. What's another one that... Steak and Ale.
That was a biggie.
Gone. 2 Pesos. Wags.
Oh, I love Wags.
Gone.
You know, when you can go and get a patty melt at 3 in the morning, just living it.
Let's see what else is on here. Did it print all of them up here? Yeah. Steve's Ice Cream. Don't remember that. Beanie Weenie. I wish I
Now, are these supposed to be nationwide or regional or both?
These were franchises. Some of them were in because people down here come from everywhere. So if you were in the Midwest, you might have remembered a chain restaurant. These were chain restaurants. Rustler's Steakhouse. What else is... Well, I would have liked to have eaten at Soul Daddy's. That was Starkey's. The Red Barn. That goes way back. I remember that.
I don't remember that.
Planet Pizza? Don't remember that. Mr. Fables. Nope. Howard Johnson's. Now, here's what they say about Howard Johnson's.
That orange roof.
Because back in the 60s and 70s, everybody went to a Howard Johnson's, a restaurant chain that featured the iconic orange rooftop. Reasonably priced, consistent quality on their menus. Founded in 1929 by Howard Deering Johnson in Quincy, Massachusetts. At its cultural peak, it served more meals outside of the family home than any entity except the U.S. Army. In 1979, it had 1,040 locations. Only one franchise had remained, opened in Lake George, New York, until its owner was arrested in October of last year. had to close it down. We got to take a break here in a second. Let me see you grab a couple
one,
of calls.
One thing, and I guess they would have been franchised, but it really was a cultural thing that's not around anymore, the lunch counter.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're Woolworths.
And we had, I went to G.C. Murphy's. They had a lunch counter there.
G. Fox and Company up in Connecticut had a lunch counter. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Paul.
Paul, what's up?
Yes. Well, how about A&W Root Beer Stand?
They're still around.
They're probably still around.
I think they're still around. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, this is Joe. How are we doing
hey,
today?
Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Not much. It's my understanding that Howard Johnson's is over in Japan or China, and it's like a subsidy of what it was here in the States.
Yeah, two different companies, really I think. It's two different companies. A lot of times, Europe companies and U.S. companies share the same name, but different deal. One more. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Ahoy, who's this?
Tyler, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good, Tyler. What's on your mind?
Do you guys remember Brown Bag in Naples?
The Brown Bag in Naples? No, I don't.
It was a small little barbecue joint. You walk, it was a hole in the wall. They had nothing but smokers going on and hay and leaf. It was the best place.
Yeah, that sounds like it might be a mom and pop place. These were actual franchises and chains. Gino's Hamburgers.
Oh, yeah, that's Philadelphia.
GD.
Are they out of business?
Yep.
They were everywhere in Philadelphia.
The Dutch Pantry. Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
I do. Yeah. What else? Let me throw one more at you.
I can't believe Geno's is out of business.
Yep.
They were like bigger than McDonald's. But, I mean, that was a long time ago.
You remember Casa Bonita?
No.
Blue Boar Cafeterias. Bill Knapp's. You remember Bill Knapp's? I think that was a steakhouse. Would appreciate the emails if you had a chain restaurant that you remember eating as a kid.
I never knew this.
What?
Gino's Hamburgers was a fast food chain founded in Baltimore by Colts defensive end Gino Marchetti and running back Alan Amici, along with their close friends Joe Campanella and Lou Fisher in 1957.
Close down. Are you smarter
than
you?
A new group of restaurants under the Gino's name involving some of the original principals was started again in 2010.
We'll be back. Smarter Than Haney's next. Chance for you to win.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. But now, we're going to give you a chance to win. And we got some great prizes this week. I'm very impressed with what we have available. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Six categories. First person to get to all six will be declared the winner. And I usually have a singled out prize for you, but this time it's going to be winner's choice. We have tickets to the Florida International Air Show, October 19th through the 21st. Pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. $50 to the Pewter Mug North. Tickets to go see Shinedown in February at the new Hertz Arena, formerly Germain. Louis Black at the Barbara B. Mann on the 19th. Or if you want to go with Zito on the Key West Express, coming up, I believe, October the 12th, you can do that as well.
Stan, I need to release a statement.
Yes, please do.
Jeff Flake is a grandstanding idiot who is a complete and utter fool if he ever thinks he will be president of the United States.
Thank you very much. The lovely Karen has joined us. Hi, Karen.
Hello, everyone.
She's in a delightful mood today.
Yes.
Just delightful.
She always is.
Always, always.
Help us, Karen.
Got you. Fear no more.
Random Stan and Haney listener. That doesn't mean the first one we pick up. You got to have a good line. You got to be able to communicate. Karen is going to be your lifeline for one of the categories. We'll go over the categories. If you answer correctly, you'll hear this.
Okay.
Incorrectly. Taking too long. You lose.
Well done, Junior.
Yes. Good job.
Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. You can try it. Stan's got prizes. Yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy. It's hard work. Stan's trick questions.
Hey, jerk.
All those prizes. Yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius,
you're a slob.
I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days, and we'd like a first-time player. So many people want to play this game. I've got the phones on lockdown right now, just waiting for Karen to put the call out.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. Random Stan and Haney listener, head-to-head with Mark Haney, your choice. Air Show, Hollow Scream, Pewter Mug North, Shinedown, Louis Black. Go with Zito on the Key West Express. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris, how are you?
I'm good, I'm so happy I got through.
Have you won anything from us in the last 30 days, Chris?
No, sir.
She's too nice.
And I don't want to beat her. I don't think you've ever played this game before, have you, Chris?
No, I've been trying for so long.
All right, let me ask you, Chris, is your
she's
delightful,
too nice.
Just delightful. We've got Karen and we've got Chris, two delightful people. Chris, does your first name start with a K or a C?
It starts with a K.
Of course it does. Yeah, say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hey, Karen girl, let's kick some butt.
All right, let's do this.
Now, here's the deal, Chris. If there's a category that you don't want to answer or that you don't think you have enough knowledge in, you can say you want to use your lifeline. Karen will answer it for you. You have to say, I want to use my lifeline before I ask the question, okay?
Okay.
All right, the categories are geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. We begin, as always, with Mark Haney. Mark, pick a category.
Geography.
Geography. And Chris, realize that if you have the category open, he can't answer it. You can steal.
Got it.
Haney, name three of the colleges known as the Seven Sisters. Name three of the colleges known as the Seven Sisters. You only have to name three of them.
I don't know. Princeton, Harvard, Yale.
No.
That's what I would have said.
Chris, you can steal.
And I can't have Karen as a lifeline because you've already asked
the question. That's right. I've already asked the question. And this is a steal. You're going to have control whether you get this right or not.
The only thing I can think of is one, and it's the Pi Gamma Beta.
Those are like sororities.
Gotcha.
You got Wesley, Vassar, Radcliffe, Mount Holyoke.
Women's colleges.
Yeah, women's colleges. All right. Chris, your chance at a category.
Okay, let's go sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Oh, I got these flipped upside down. Here we go.
What craft, Chris, uses Byzantine, Parisian, and Smyrna stitches?
Sewing.
Incorrect. That would be in the arts or leisure thing, not in a sport. Haney, you can steal. What craft uses Byzantine, Parisian, and Smyrna stitches?
Knitting. Does that be more specific?
Yes, more specific.
Needlepoint.
You are correct. You are absolutely correct, and you've got control of the board, Haney. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Geography.
It's a one or the other. What are the Himalayas, growing or shrinking each year, Haney? The Himalayas, growing or shrinking each year?
Growing.
You are correct. Growing.
See, you got those plates. Job. Those plates pushing against each other.
Chris, let's get on the board. Category?
Let's do it. Geography.
Geography for you as well. Let's see. La da da da. Chris, the Chinese flag has one large star and how many small stars?
I can see it in my mind. I'm going to say 15?
Incorrect. Four. The theory is they stand for capitalists, bourgeois, workers and peasants.
Oh, I was way off.
Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
History.
Haney, what watchdog organization proclaims itself our nation's guardian of liberty?
The ACLU.
Yep.
Not anymore.
You got history. Chris, you're wide open. We need you to get you on the board here.
Okay, let's do history.
All right. La, da, 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 da. All right, I got one for you here. In history, Chris, what early mass transit system was championed by the San Francisco SPCA? It was championed by them. What early mass transit system was championed by the San Francisco SPCA?
What transit? I can't even take a guess. I'm sorry.
Okay. Haney, you have the category, but do you know the answer?
Streetcar?
Yep. Because before then, horses pulled those streetcars. When they went electric, the Humane Society there said, good, you don't have to keep whipping the horses to pull the trolley cars. Haney, entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature.
Science.
I like that. Okay, let's see. Haney, in science, in nature, what is the common term for the hypothetical creature that fills in the evolutionary transition from one organism to another?
Missing link.
Yup, the missing link. You are correct.
Killer
isn't he amazing, Chris?
He is amazing. I love you guys.
We love you, Chris.
Chris, please, I want you to get something.
You got this. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to use Karen.
All right.
All right, let's do entertainment.
All right, entertainment. I think I knew this, but I'm going to have to ask you this, and Haney can get it with a chance to steal if you don't get it, Karen.
Hopefully I'll get it for Chris.
This is for Chris. You a fan of Disney?
I am.
Okay. What was Mickey Mouse's original first name? That wasn't what Walt Disney wanted at first. He wanted another name for Mickey Mouse, and it was... This is for Chris to get on the board. What did Walt Disney originally want to call Mickey Mouse? And I'll give you, I'll throw a hint out there. And it's not going to change it one way or the other.
Probably not.
Walt Disney wanted Mickey Mouse to be called this, but it was his wife that said maybe you should change it to Mickey Mouse.
I'm just going to go with Michael.
No. Haney.
Mortimer.
Mortimer. And that is correct.
Morty Mouse.
Wow. I'm sorry, Chris.
it was Morty Mouse. And the thing is, Walt Disney's wife convinced him, call it Mickey Mouse.
Good.
Haney, you are at match point. Shutout match point in arts and literature. Now, let me explain what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you the question, Haney. You do have a lifeline.
Indeed, I do.
If you answer incorrectly, Chris does have that category open. She can steal and get the point and has control of the board immediately after, so she could hopefully get 2 points if you miss it. You have a lifeline. Do you wish to use your lifeline?
Indeed, I do.
All right. In arts and literature. Karen.
Yes.
For Mark Haney and the game.
Yes.
In what Brothers Grimm fairy tale does a talking mirror anger a wicked queen?
In Snow White.
You are absolutely correct. Oh, man, Chris, I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, you guys? This has just been such a wonderful thing. I don't even care that I didn't win. I just love you guys,
Chris,
so much.
Chris, I want to have you on the board in some way,
yes.
shape, or form.
Yeah. Okay.
What is your favorite category? And I'll keep asking you a question until you get it.
You got this.
Okay, entertainment.
All right, entertainment. Let's try entertainment until you get it.
Lob up a good one there.
I'm trying to see.
I'm sorry.
Chris, you don't have to give me your exact age, but what decade are you in? 20s, 30s, 40s?
I'm 42 actually, 70s girl.
Then you should know this. Right. Then you should know this. What monkey is the son of the woman who invented liquid paper?
What monkey is the son?
Now, don't think of monkey. Think of the band, the Monkees.
Oh!
What monkey is the son of the woman who invented liquid paper?
Is that going to be Davy Jones?
That is incorrect.
I got the answer.
Yes?
That guy from the Monkees.
Yup. It's Mike Nesmith. Mike Nesmith. Yes. All right, let me try again. Name, and I guess this is, would be the original. Name three of the four personas of the members of KISS?
Cool. Oh, okay. We got Paul Stanley.
No, not the names. Oh. The persona that they have.
Oh, the persona. The dress, like the makeup.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I help her?
I'm not quite sure.
You can help her, sure.
Now, Paul Stanley, he was supposed to be the star child.
That's one.
Okay.
Now you kind of get it now?
Yep. I'm just trying to think of
so
what the
others. So, Peter Criss, he had kind of whiskers.
He was the cat.
There you go.
The cat man.
The cat man. And yeah. I'm trying to think that Gene Simmons was...
Oh, kind of evil looking.
Yes.
He was the...
Devil man.
Well, kind of. Demon.
Demon.
Okay. And then you had the spaceman.
And the spaceman.
Okay, hold on, let's try.
I usually do so good when I'm not playing on the phone.
Of course, yeah. Everybody is.
That's the way it is with everybody, Chris.
Let me see. All right, you should know this. What character proclaimed on Saturday Night Live in the 70s? I want the character's name.
Okay.
Baseball been very, very good to me.
Oh.
That would be Chico Escuela. Let's try again. Hold on. I got a few seconds. Okay. This one, you like the Seinfeld?
Yes, I do.
All right. This one, guaranteed a winner for you. What kind of candy was lost inside an operating room patient in a Seinfeld episode?
Oh, yes. I want to say it was a milk dud.
Incorrect. Junior Mint.
Junior Mint.
Right. Hold on. Let's see. Hold on. I'm trying, Chris.
I believe in you, Chris.
Oh, my gosh. Do you want to pick a category for me? See if I can answer something you'd like?
All right, let me see what I can do for you here. Did you like the TV series Mad Men?
Yes, I did.
All right. What are the names of Don Draper's kids?
Sally.
Yes.
And the boy's name is...
There's two boys.
Don Jr.?
No.
Good enough.
Sally, Bobby, and Jean.
Oh, yes.
Of course. You did such a great job. I'm so proud of you. You got one right.
You guys are awesome.
You have your choice. You know what? Do you want her to say that you're smarter?
No.
I have no problem saying.
Okay, say it then. Go ahead. Haney.
I don't want to make you do it, Chris.
It's okay, darling. You are definitely smarter than me.
She's just adorable.
You're
far nicer than I am.
Do you know what you want? Do you want the Florida International Air Show? Do you want Hollow Scream? Do you want the Pewter Mug North? Do you want Shine Down? Do you want Lewis Black?
Oh, you guys, I would absolutely love Hollow Scream. I've never been.
Well, you're going. You and a guest are going to go to Hollow Scream.
Chris, go on. Live it up.
Hold on. Hold on. I'll send you to Junior. She was just
so
delightful. You shut her out. I gave her like 10 extra She's delightful.
Still smiling the entire time. Love it.
I had to put it out of my head who I was playing, or I wouldn't have been able to answer anything.
Yeah, unbelievable. Karen, as always, thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
I felt bad about it.
I want everybody to sit by their radio in a matter of seconds. The safe word for 4 o'clock. I'm not even shutting the mics off. 4 o'clock safe word could get you a thou.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for many years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And then they said something else.
but I forgot what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
How's that song go? Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. You still have about 3 minutes or so to get the 4 o'clock safe word in for a chance at the thou. Go to the new K-Rock app, put the word in there. Go to 96krock.com, put the word in there. It's together. 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 And if they select you, they'll notify you. Been telling you about Key West Express and Zito. This is a pretty good thing happening on Friday, October the 12th. It's going to be a little sloppy weekend in Key West. We've been all week long giving you a chance to hitch a ride aboard the Key West Express, October the 12th, and catch Zito broadcasting live from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Papa Pilar's Distillery in the heart of Key West. And each winner will also receive a 96K-Rock survival kit and be registered for the grand prize, an overnight stay at the Ocean Key Resort, including an exclusive K-Rock cocktail party. Now, the way this works is you can...
Another cocktail
You can go down on the Key West Express if you win, hang out with Zito, take the Key West Express back home. You can do it all one day. Or if you choose, they have special rates, K-Rock rates, that you can check into. Discounted rooms. You got to go to 96krock.com to see and then get a discounted room. You stay there and take the Key West Express back the next day. Simple
well done,
as that.
Yeah. Stan, I want to do something for us.
Yeah.
Because I will enjoy it, but I want to do it really for you.
What?
Because we were talking earlier about the fact that you started your day with three separate pieces of bad news that directly affect your life.
Yep.
Yet you did nothing to cause these things to happen.
I didn't seek it out.
You couldn't have caused this. You couldn't have prevented it, but you got to deal with it.
Yep.
And I think people can relate to that. That's the kind of bad news that bothers you more.
Yeah, that you don't have control over.
You know, when bad news comes and you can go, oh, well, if I hadn't have done that. If you can beat up on yourself a little bit, I think it takes the sting out
of
it.
Sure does.
When there's really nothing you can do, it is the worst. So with your permission, let's just take a little time out. This song was written during the Clinton administration, but it's still true today.
Yeah, okay.
My sister's kid is tattooed from his head down to his
neck.
Toes. He claims trouble follows him everywhere he goes. He's such a lazy, loafing, good-for-nothing, drunken slob. But still he thinks I ought to give his sorry ass a job. Yeah, people and their problems are giving me a pain. People and their problems are messing with my brain.
Dave.
I try to help them some,
but they always stay the same.
Yeah.
People and their problems are driving me insane. President can talk about. He claims he can't do nothing for the Congress and the House. Our cars are getting repoed and we're about to lose our homes. Then look up on the TV and see him playing saxophone. Yeah, people and their problems are giving me a pain. People and their problems are messing
I found his interview,
brain.
By the way.
Good.
That we did with Billy Joe.
We did too.
I don't know which one this is.
Woo!
Ah, Eddie Schaefer was a hell of a guitar player.
Oh, Willie, he stays higher than a $100 kite. Johnson smokes that stuff every day and night. His friends all try to change him, begging, please quit, Willie, please. But still they hang around and breathe the same air that he breathes.
Yeah, people and their problems are giving me a pain.
Dave.
People and their problems are messing with my brain.
I try to help them solve them, but they always stay the same.
Dave.
People and their problems are driving me insane.
Go, Eddie. Got in there, don't you?
Oh, shit. Thank you. Thank you. Truer words. Truer words have never been spoken.
But still, he thinks I ought to give his sorry ass a job.
Yeah.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
You know, let me tell you something. When you can turn the most loyal of your friends around, you doing something wrong, son. Fort Myers. Crash. Oh, no, this is a disabled vehicle. McGregor Boulevard and Willems. W-E-L-L-E-M-S. Lehigh Acres.
Is that near Typo Street?
I guess it. I don't know if it's a typo or what. Sometimes there's roads I've never heard of. But I've heard of this one. Hit and Run. Lehigh Acres. Southwest 23rd Street and Gunnery Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than an hour, Mark Haney in the news. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Well, some news of interest to the ladies and the gays. Today is National Boyfriend Day.
Ah! There you go. The ladies and the gays.
Trying to be respectful.
I think you're right, and you can include everybody.
Yep. You know, during the segment with Mike Chiannopoulos yesterday, a guy was telling the sad story of what happened to his brother, where his brother's a married man and realizes his wife's cheating on him. And then she finally admitted it and staying out till 4 in the morning. And, you know, he's trying to raise a 9-year-old boy. Doesn't need to be around that. It's always a real kick to the chongs when you find out a woman stepping out on you.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in the position of working, you know, 2 or 3 jobs to make sure she has what she needs.
Yeah.
A man catches his wife having an affair when he is dispatched as her Uber driver.
Oh, man.
A burglar was trying to break into a restaurant in Maryland a few weeks back. He decided to do it the old-fashioned way, the old brick through the window. Except this was reinforced glass. The brick bounced back and hit him in the face.
I saw the footage.
And finally, Dateline Council Bluffs, Iowa. A man stabs his brother over who ate the leftover rib.
Jeez.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Can we please have a little laughter? A little laughter today. Oh, I don't want to hear that. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Amy.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Well, today is National Boyfriend Day. Yeah. It's for you ladies and gays. It's also Dental Hygiene Month.
Oh, okay.
That's a great pick with Halloween falling within the month.
well, the candy and all that.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs you have a bad dentist.
Top signs you have a bad dentist.
And boy, we had one at one point.
We had, and then we've had, knock on wood, we've had great ones.
Yep. This is a long time ago, but it was like every time we went to the dentist, it was like, why is he trying to sell me all this crap?
You know, that's it. I got a tip for the dental industry, too. You'd do far better if you stop trying to push products on people. Just fix the teeth and clean them.
I mean, you can have a display out there, you know, like an end cap or something.
Sure, and then you go, what's this? And then you can explain to them. Don't, while you're knuckle deep in somebody's mouth, start pushing stuff on them.
That makes people leave.
Yep. Made me leave a few places.
Mm-hmm. They have one of those giant teeth outside the office.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yellow. The water cooler in the waiting room is filled with Pepsi. When he can't find the lead apron before taking your x-rays, he shrugs and says, huh, having kids is overrated anyway.
That would have been good for the baby laughing and then says, mama. Mm-hmm. That would have been a good spot for it. Go ahead, try it.
Mama.
He recommends Crest for overall tooth health and in a pinch as lube. His only other client seems to be Rudy Giuliani.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph!
Well, that's what happens when cap work gets a little old and they need to redo.
Yeah. Points to a female patient and says, there's a cavity I want to fill.
Love it.
You shut up.
When he smiles and introduces himself, you realize you recognize him as the guy who ran the Tilt-A-Whirl at the county fair.
Done.
He clasps a bib around your neck and applies a garter belt around your thigh. And finally, the very top sign, you have a bad dentist.
Yes.
He keeps telling you he's in a rush because he's got to get over to his bro's house for skis with Squee. And that, my friend, is a 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Let's do some email real quick. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. This was left without it being signed, and I completely understand that. Guys, can you imagine if Judge Kavanaugh put in his yearbook that he played an old rusty trombone?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Democrats would probably have to go and Google that. The old rusty trombone. What does that mean?
It's getting to the point now that we're so deep into this that the nerve has died. But just...
Yep.
Try to clear your mind, take a step back, and realize what the Senate is discussing.
Yeah. The fart club and kegger at the shore.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? This is from Robert, primarily for advice for Dave. Guys, my dad told me, do everything you possibly can to stay out of the legal system.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're drawn in,
mm-hmm.
whether you're in the right or the wrong, It will haunt your life forever. Signed, Robert.
I love it.
Robert's dad is correct.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Let's see. Socialists.
You don't want the legal system Kavanaugh. Looking at you as an insider. Yep. You want to be a civilian.
Yep. Right there, neck tattoo. This is The Guardian. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, have you noticed the similarities of the Trump investigation and the Kavanaugh approval? Mm-hmm. The left, in both cases, as soon as one accusation is debunked, they have another right behind it. It's their playbook. And it's unfortunate that so many people buy into their socialist agenda. So it's up to we, the people, who support Trump, but more importantly, the Constitution, to stop their agenda, to destroy this country. Stand up. All right, I'm going to see how you did this. Double negative here? No, wait. Stand up and let's not let that happen. You guys are the best. Sign The Guardian.
He's done it again!
Sure has. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney program.
We made Jason Priestley cry like a woman. Mm-hmm. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. I'm going to tell you about Shinedown coming to town and how you can get tickets. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Couple of things on the board. Both of them are in Fort Myers. We have a crash, unknown injuries, Fowler Street and Colonial Boulevard. And the other one, Fort Myers, is a crash, Meade Avenue and Colonial Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. 96K Rock welcomes Shinedown, along with Papa Roach and Asking Alexandria. It's going to happen February 20th. Yeah, it's in advance, but tickets are going to go on sale soon. February 20th at the Hertz Arena in Estero. It used to be Germaine. Before then, it was Tico. And before then, it was Everblades Arena. It's now the Hertz Arena. Tickets officially go on sale this Friday. But you can win them before you can buy them all week long here on 96K Rock. Shinedown, February 20th at the Hertz Arena in Estero. Ahoy.
Hey, brother.
Ah, jeez. Hey, what's going on there, buddy? There he is, the king of North Fort Myers, the man who rules the roost. What's going on there, hotshot?
Well, not a whole lot. Now, looky here. You got them Shinebox tickets?
Shinedown. Shinedown tickets. And do you know anything about the band Shinedown?
Yeah, and the guy that's in that used to be in Candlehead.
You know anything about Papa Roach?
Is that the one that's always screaming about, you cut me into pieces, you bitch?
Okay. I haven't heard from you in a while. Where you been? You used to call all the time talking about how you're working at the bar, singing and karaokeing, working at the strip club. You know, what lady you're bedding down in your trailer. I haven't heard from you in a long time, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been busy doing all that stuff. Uh-huh. And, I do, as a matter of fact, have a new lady in my life.
Oh, you do? What's her name?
She's a classy lady.
All right.
She's very intellectual.
Uh-huh. What's her name?
Donna.
Donna. Donna. All right. Welcome. How many kids she got?
Oh, she don't have no kids.
Does she not have any kids, or she doesn't have custody of any kids?
No, she don't have any kids because she's intellectual.
Ah, had her tubes tied.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's lucky for you.
Well, she just told me, let fly. Don't worry about it.
Fair enough. If both of you are happy.
Yeah, well, whatever's going on with her plumbing is her business. I know the pertinent information.
Okay, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you an honest question. You know, whatever's going on with her plumbing is her business. When you, the way that you come in and out of relationships, do you use protection? Do you wear a condom?
I don't believe in them, no.
So you just go bareback and hope for the best?
Well, there's your reason a good Lord invented penicillin.
I'm not talking about a venereal disease. I'm talking about bringing an unwanted life into the world. God knows, I'll bet you probably have about 12 kids. 11 of them you don't even see or know their names.
Well, now look here.
Here we go. Looky here.
Evidently, I got to educate you about the facts of life.
Okay, educate me.
Well, you see, son, sometimes when a man and a woman love each other very much, they have a special hug.
Look, and that special hug will bring a life in. You're in a trailer with, like, three dogs and a new woman every couple of months. Many of them with scabs. And the fact of the matter is, you're going around, no protection, wondering, you don't ask about her plumbing. You don't know what's going on there. You probably got the illegitimate kids all over the place.
Well, that goes back to the boys and the bees.
All right. Do you ever think of maybe with you a vasectomy?
Why on earth? You know what? That costs a lot of money. There's a risk of complications. I'm not going through all that.
Okay. All right. All right. Never forget I even brought it up.
A man, and I know that some of the intellectuals are trying to change it, but a man cannot carry a child.
I understand that. I know basic biology. I forget I even brought it up.
What they'll do to try to trick you, for you young people out there, is somebody will start out as a woman. Then they'll have their boobs taken off. And then what they'll do is they'll take some pills like Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa.
That's testosterone. They would take estrogen.
No, because they start out as a woman.
Oh, and they want to be men. So then, they would take testosterone.
Just like Mark McGuire did.
Okay, that's different. That's different.
But see, then what they'll do is they will then get themselves a turkey baster, see?
I don't want to hear. Stop talking like this. Stop talking like this.
Well, it don't even matter. It's just to confuse you. A man can't carry a child, so therefore it's not my fault.
Right.
They go off somewhere.
It's not your fault. It's not. So you'll deem that if the woman gets pregnant and you're not using any protection and you don't ask her about her insides, it's not your fault.
Well, looky here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm not saying there may not be kids that I don't know about, but I believe that's a woman's right. And if I don't know about it, it didn't happen.
Okay. All right.
But looky here.
Yeah, looky here.
I didn't call in here to have to give you a talk about the birds and the bees.
And I don't want to talk about the birds and the bees with you. You're just spreading your seed all over North Fort Myers. God knows how many kids you have. No, but I don't want to talk about it.
You know what? I'm a Bible-believing man. It says right there, be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah, if you're married to one woman.
Don't say nothing about that.
Okay, all right. Look, I'm not going to go Bible verse with you.
Well, because when that was written, there was only one woman around.
Yeah, Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it don't apply.
Okay. What do you want, sir?
Well, like I said, I kind of actually like being around Donna. She's intellectual.
Yeah. And what do you mean by intellectual? Did she go to college?
Yeah. Well, I guess what I mean by that is most people would say she's Democrat.
Ah, and that makes, so are you saying Republicans can't be intellectuals? Now I'm being dragged into politics with them. You're telling me Republicans can't be, an intellectual would be somebody that looks at culture and goes and reads and tries to be informed about everything. A Republican can be, a conservative can be, a liberal can be, a Democrat can be, you can be an intellectual. There are some commies that were intellectuals.
Yeah. Commies are intellectuals.
Okay, that, okay, so you're dating a liberal woman named Donna.
Yeah, maybe I got the word intellectual wrong, but yeah. That's just how I think of Republicans as people with common sense, and I think of Democrats as people that try to come up with a reason why nature is wrong.
Okay. Okay. And so Donna, the intellectual, has a college education?
Yeah, and she's the kind of person that you can say the sky is blue and she'll tell you you're wrong.
Okay, all right, and that you label that an intellectual. Okay, all right, so things
did
are...
you know...
God, Jesus.
...that the intellectual believe...
Yeah.
...that there isn't just a man and a woman.
I know that.
And they believe that if you're born a man or a woman...
Yeah.
Physically, yeah. Even though there's no such thing,
yeah.
That you can change your mind.
It's all about gender identification, okay? What you think in your head doesn't necessarily mean what your body. Now, I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's what your intellectuals think. And that's fine. Let them think what they want.
Well, you know what? If she wasn't such hot stuff, I wouldn't be making such an effort.
Right. So she's... pretty good looking and, you know, treats you right, treats you like a man.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
When what she is what I like to call, because I have different types of women.
Yeah, you sure do.
She's what I call the librarian.
The librarian. Explain that.
When she takes off them big glasses and lets her hair down, looks like a different woman. And which is fine with me because most people they see her on the street, they don't even give her a second look and go, boy, look at that homely piece of trash.
You're right. But when in the boudoir, it's a different deal.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Okay. She tries to ugly herself up because she don't want to be an objectified. But okay. She is hot to try.
I
tell you, man.
How long you been dating her?
I've been going on for 3 or 4 weeks now.
Okay, long term for you.
here's the bitch of it where you might be able to help a buddy out.
Sure.
Okay?
Is this why you're calling? You want my advice to help you out a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, Bubba.
Because she wants me now. She wants me to have an opinion about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she almost walked out on me when I explained to her what opinions are like.
Yep. Everybody's got one.
And everybody's got one.
Yeah, that's right. Now, what do you want me to help you with here?
Well, quite honestly.
Because you've never had an opinion in your life, right?
I try not to.
No, you just live life as like the breeze.
It just leads to
fight, Bubba. Are you all right? Are you all right there? You all right? What'd you do? Take a bad hit? You holding? You take a bad hit?
Yeah, I will be when I see this old boy on Friday and get some better stuff. But looky here.
Yes, looky here.
So she wanted me to have an opinion about everything.
Uh-huh.
And I figured out I better come up with one as opposed to what I really think.
Right.
Because she's always talking about Bart Kavanaugh.
Brett Kavanaugh.
So I guess he's going to be a judge.
Who's? It's a he. Don't you follow the news? What, do you live under a rock? Even when you're in the strip club or the karaoke bar, they got to have TVs up in the corner, and you'd see the Supreme Court nominee up there somewhere, right?
It's usually showing people rowing boats or bowling,
okay.
Stuff
all right.
Like
you got
that.
Yeah, I got the sports channel on. The local. Okay, so it's a he. And there's a lot of controversy about his youth and his impossible indiscretions.
Indiscretions?
Yeah, like the ones you probably committed last night.
Well, now look here. I'll tell you what I know about it, and then you tell me what I ought to think.
Okay.
This Kavanaugh guy.
Yes.
Is at least 50 years old.
Yes.
What they're mad at him about is because when he was 17, he and one of his a-hole buddies was in a room with a girl playing grab ass.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do nothing to her.
Mm-hmm.
She was wearing a one-piece bathing suit underneath anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a leotard.
Nobody got hurt, and she says that his a-hole buddy jumped on the both of them laughing, and they were just shoving each other around playing grab ass, and then she left.
That's a very vague description of what went on, but basically what
what did she say happened, if I got it wrong?
That he sexually assaulted her.
Well, how can you sexually assault somebody if there ain't no penetration?
No, look, I don't want to stop with all this rationalization. I'm just telling you that it's something that he did. Like, what were you doing at 17? Did you go to high school or did you drop out?
I attended high school.
Okay, did you?
I wasn't enrolled.
Okay. Did you go?
I enjoyed certain social aspects.
Okay. Did you go to high school parties? Put down the bong. Did you go to high school parties?
I like every kind of party.
Okay. And kids will be kids. You know, you're a braggart, and you got your buddies, and you
so
go.
So it sounds to me like this guy tried to go to first base, and she wasn't interested, and they just laughed it off.
Maybe. Did you drink beer in high school?
I drank beer in elementary school.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's be intellectual here. Did you drinking beer in elementary school, did that go and prevent you from getting a lawful employment at a job or something? Did they come back and check on you that you drank beer in before high school?
No, you get your job done. Nobody gave a rat's ass what you did.
There you go. I think that you could go and give Donna that explanation, and everything will be fine.
So, I don't know, it doesn't sound to me like he did a damn thing wrong. But
I don't see it.
And he says he didn't do it to begin with.
Yes, that's right. But he's got his yearbook where he was like his buddies were beer drinking and partying and blacking out and joining the fart club and the barf club and all that stuff.
What does that have to do with him being a judge?
Nothing. That's the whole point. That's where you could go and be real intellectual with Donna.
Okay.
But you know what? But here's the other thing.
Here's
the other thing, though. You have to understand Donna's feelings, too, and the feelings of a woman. Something might have happened, but you know what? In the course of time and events and life things, you start putting different things into different context. I've listened to some of the women that have testified or have come forward, and I believe something happened to them. But unless you can put a person in that place with backing up witnesses, you can't go and prove it. How many times have you been in a situation where it's been a he said, she said, and you can't win?
Well, it depends on who they're trying to convince.
Well, they're trying to convince, in this case, an employer. But you can't win if it's a he said, she said. There's no way to defend it.
No, at the very least, you're going to get picked up, spend a night in jail, even if somebody just made something up.
Yeah, you know what they say, somebody's got to go.
Oh, I do know that. Now, this other gal.
Yeah.
She claimed that he whipped it out on her.
Yeah, he exposed himself.
Okay, whoop-de-doo. Then this other broad.
Yes.
Said that he and his buddy was running these house parties where they would lure and all of these girls and feed them punch with grain alcohol.
Yeah.
Now, I don't see the crime there.
What? You don't?
But then she says that they was pulling a train and gangbanging.
Yeah, 10 times. And she kept...
That don't make no sense to me.
Well, you're John Q. Public, all right? And just say that to Donna. This don't make no sense to me. Here, get me another beer.
Yeah, well, that ain't intellectual enough for her.
We're going to take a break. There's no getting through to him. We'll be back.
We made Jason Priestley cry like a woman. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just seconds. Coming in at 6 o'clock, Roger Marley will be taking you through your evening, and he will have your 6 o'clock safe word that could get you a thou. So be listening for that. We do it, like 4 times a day. Chance for you to get $1,000 with the safe word. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
That's there. That's there. Okay, I'm going to try to do this in some kind of order. North Fort Myers got a crash. Bayshore Road and Coon Road. And we got Fort Myers crash. Mead Avenue and Colonial Boulevard. In Lehigh Acres, crash. The 1400 block of Lee Boulevard. And then this one showing up in Estero. Crash. I-75 northbound at Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Harry Reasoner and Barbara Walters, who's in California.
King. I'm Jerry
also
King.
Frank Reynolds and Howard K. Smith
and
from
Jerry
Washington.
King.
I'm on the
I'm
phone.
I'm Ann Compton.
I'm Charles Gibson.
Jerry?
I'm Jerry King.
Thank you.
I'm Barbara Walters.
Hi, I'm Garrick.
Hi, Garrick. This is a joke. Today's the day. Hold it. I'm going to get it right. It's gonna work just fine. Garrick? Stand by.
That's fine.
No, I'm going to get it right here. Stand by.
And you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, Rocktober 3rd.
Yeah. Double MXB, triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you did not know.
Okay.
Everything's great.
Everything's going good. Yeah, everything's
not
going
a problem
good.
In the world.
No.
Nothing but blue skies,
yeah,
friend.
Blue skies.
Speaking of skies, great segue.
Yeah, and
when you're flying, you know the city that you're flying to.
Yeah.
But when you look at your ticket, you're not going to see the name necessarily. You'll see a three-letter code
yeah,
for the airport.
The airport code. Like, what are we? FSW.
RSW. It should be ISW, but yeah. I think it's still RSW.
Yeah, regional
Southwest.
Yeah.
And then I think Naples is APF.
Yeah, Miami is MIA.
Yeah. See, that makes sense,
that
MIA.
That makes perfect sense.
Naples, I think, is APF. That stands for Alternate Page Field.
Yeah, because this all goes way back.
Mm-hmm. And what's become one of the bigger airports is Orlando.
Huge.
Orlando International Airport's abbreviation is MCO. What could that stand for? The O, you would think, could be Orlando.
Yeah, that's what I would think, and then the MC means something.
Well, I know according to
Mickey, M for Mickey, and C for Cinderella.
Well, Run DMC teaches us that D's for never dirty, MC's for mostly clean. But I don't think that would have...
That was too far back for that.
Yeah. So why is Orlando International Airport known as MCO?
I got no idea.
And it shows you what a big deal Disney is. It's called MCO because until 1975, the property where Orlando International is was then McCoy Air Force Base.
Ah.
It changed over to a commercial airport in 1975.
It's like 3 years after Disney opened.
Mm-hmm. Movies.
Oh, we all love them.
They cost a lot of money to make, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, a lot of these budgets, they're like millions.
They had to have spent a lot of money on The Lord of the Rings.
Yup.
They made three movies, a trilogy, they call it, with The Lord of the Rings. And all three movies combined, total budget of $260 million, all said and done.
There you go.
But that's three movies. The Disney movie Tangled.
What movie is that? Do you know?
Junior
what movie
would know.
I think it's like Rapunzel or something, isn't it?
Is it a cartoon or a live actioner?
Yeah, it's a cartoon, like one of those CGI ones.
Oh, it is. Well, evidently that's not cheap to make because Tangled cost as much as the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy, $260 million.
You got to pay those artists. You want a drink of water or something?
I don't know what's going on, Stan. I appreciate your concern. I'd appreciate it more if you ignored it.
Well, I can't ignore it. I'm hearing it.
Well, you've been guilty of it yourself
lately.
Yes,
I've been very phlegmy today.
Mm-hmm. Melbourne, Australia,
right,
was briefly called Batmania.
Ooh, yeah. Batmania.
Was it a movie stunt, publicity thing? No. Melbourne, Australia was briefly called Batmania.
Yeah.
Because it was founded by John Batman.
What?
It didn't mean anything back then. There was no
was
cartoon.
Was it Batman or Batman?
You got
John Batman, or is it John Batman?
I think, given that it's Australia, it'd be more like John Batman.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Now some news specifically for the ladies.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And gays.
Yeah, I want to include you here. We're all inclusive.
Yes, we are. We're very intellectual. Yeah. Today is National Boyfriend Day.
Wouldn't know that around my house.
Well, some might argue that around your house every day is National Boyfriend Day.
Thank you for saying that, because it's right. I feel like every day is National Boyfriend Day.
You got enough headaches without self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah, no. See, I did that one myself. Shame on me.
No, I saved you. Now maybe you'll get some Pischetti for dinner. How were your tacos last night?
Don't ask.
According to a survey, when one out of six women in committed relationships found out about National Boyfriend Day, they responded, no, I'm not doing a thing for him.
Really? One in six?
Out of the women who are going to celebrate National Boyfriend Day.
Well, might I say that in my household, every day is National Boyfriend Day.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you, baby.
Peaceful evening. Out of the women who are going to celebrate, 24% are really going to shock their men by cooking. 23% would like for their boyfriend to take them out on a date. 10% will buy him something, and just over 1%.
1%.
And believe you me, fellas, you got to watch out for them. They will buy their boyfriend flowers.
Yeah. We've seen that.
Not good. Not good at all. The survey also found that 9% of single ladies say they'd rather have pets and food than a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Now the ladies might be thinking, well, when is National Girlfriend Day?
When is that? I'll make a note of it. I'll put it in my phone right now to be reminded.
Every other day of the year. And especially on February 14th.
Oh, yeah, that's Valentine's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Valentine's Day.
I don't know who came. I think National Boyfriend, that must have just been a joke.
It had to be. Well, the one in six think it is.
Yep. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, how does that song go?
What song?
Tell me if this is how it goes. Instant karma's going to get you.
Yeah.
It's going to get you right in the face.
Yeah. Going to get you right in the face. You better get yourself together. Join the human race.
Yeah. Did he mean that literally, that it will hit you in the face?
I think it's figuratively, meaning that if, you want to mess with it, bad luck's going to get you.
But sometimes it does get you in the face.
That would be literally, but I don't know that he may. But yes, if it can be literal.
A man tried to break into a restaurant in Suitland, Maryland, a few weeks ago.
Where's Suitland?
It's in Merrigan. You see, with the projections of global warming, Maryland and Michigan will merge.
Gotcha.
He managed to get inside.
Who did?
The burglar.
Okay.
And his plan was pretty simple. He thought it through and decided his best course of action was to not overthink it.
Right.
He wanted to throw a brick through the window in front of the counter so he could get back there and rob the place.
All right.
There's something he didn't know. The window was made of bulletproof reinforced glass. So when he threw the brick as hard as he could,
and he did,
it bounced right off the window and hit him square in the face.
Go ahead, clear it out. You get a good one.
He went down immediately.
Yeah, he got hit in the head and went down like a ton of bricks.
Well, he got all of it, didn't he?
Yeah, is that just a picture, or do we have the in motion?
Well, that's like him mid throw.
Yeah, do we have it where he gets hit in the head and falls down?
That would be funny to see.
Yeah, it is. He rolls around on the floor a little bit.
I know we've established that the video exists. I guess we need to ask if you will play it now.
Yeah, we've got that. It's just simple. You only have to tell him once.
Yeah. But you do have to be detailed.
Yeah, and that we'd like to see an actual moving picture. Mm-hmm. A flicker show, if you will.
Well, I don't have time for it now.
Well, once it goes, I'll let you know. Once it starts rolling.
So he threw the brick. It bounced off the window, hit him square in the face. He went down immediately. He went down hard.
Yep.
And stayed down for several minutes.
Here you go. Oh! And down goes Frazier.
That was complete surrender.
Yeah, there it is again. Boom!
Complete surrender. Yeah. He's looking around for the ref.
Yeah.
And then realizes he's not in a boxing ring.
Yeah, he can't pick up the count.
The police obviously released the video we were just looking at. But they haven't caught him.
They haven't caught him.
They're asking for the public's help to report someone with, quote, a suspicious severe head injury.
Yeah, got a bump on his head.
There is a 34-year-old gent named Kale Jim. His last name is J-Y-double-M. He lives in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and he lives there with his 35-year-old brother, Daniel.
Brothers, many, many years now, sticking together like glue. They room together. They live together.
Yep.
They double date together. Split the bills.
Just makes sense.
Yeah. This day and age.
Over the weekend, Kale went to enjoy some delicious leftover ribs.
You know, they're good. You know, after they've been basting it, sure. And then you go for seconds, and, you know, maybe the next day it's so delicious. Mm. Everything's all good there.
Unfortunately, when Kale went to enjoy the leftover ribs, he was in for a rude awakening.
Was he now?
Those ribs were long gone. Well, Kale at this point knows he didn't eat the ribs.
No, nope. There's only one other person living here.
Daniel.
Yeah.
The brothers got into a heated argument about the leftover ribs. We don't know much about that argument, other than it was heated.
Right.
We know how it ended, though.
How'd it end?
Kale wound up stabbing Daniel in his stomach.
What?
We don't know if he was going after the ribs or...
Right. I'm trying to get his ribs.
The police arrived and Kale was arrested for assault. He could get up to 12 years in prison for stabbing his own brother over leftover ribs.
And those are gut shots with that knife. That's bad news. Like you said, either he's trying to open up the stomach and get his ribs.
Retrieve the ribs.
Or he's trying to go after his own brother's ribs. One or the other.
He's going to have a rib.
One way or the other.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Which one's that? Which one's... Is that the stabber or the stabby?
I think that's the stabber.
Looks like a nice guy.
Yeah, it looks like he just wanted his ribs.
You never know what that trip...
No. Could be ribs. It could be, you know, being called a meathead.
Everybody has a trigger.
Yep.
You may not even know it.
Not yet, yep.
That will cause you to act out in the worst possible way.
Yep, I know what mine is.
What's that?
You've hit it a few times. The word ignorant.
That's not a bad word.
It's a trip hammer. It's a trip hammer word.
It's not a bad word.
And it all started, you know what I'm talking about? These two guys, brothers, Haney and I are like brothers. These two brothers, it's over a rib. He called me ignorant because I didn't know the term crater gravy.
And I think that was a very nice thing to say, considering you were ridiculing crater gravy.
Look.
You were mocking
it. It's called mashed potatoes and gravy.
crater gravy.
It's not crater gravy.
You also claim that there's no such thing as Duke's mayonnaise.
I didn't dispute that. I knew there was Duke's mayonnaise. I didn't buy it. I bought Hellman's. You don't know what crater gravy is. You're ignorant. Oh, that made me so mad.
Yet you call me a waterfall of character flaws, and I'm supposed to be fine with
it. That one evidently is your trigger right there, because you've been bringing it up for the last 20 years.
Are you saying you regret it now?
What, that I called you a waterfall of character flaws? Don't ask me now.
Sorry about that, folks. Ignorance is no excuse.
Oh, will you just stop? And that's the truth. That argument between the two of us actually happened. I can completely identify with these brothers and the ribs.
What is it about crater gravy that made you so mad?
It is not because I've never heard that term used. I know about mashed potatoes and gravy. I know about making a little divot in there to hold.
That's your crater.
That's what you call it.
Junior, Google crater gravy.
I don't want, why are you reinforcing this? Why are you reinforcing it? And because then, it's a character flaw.
And then put in quotations, ignorance. I really don't care.
Now,
you never know what it could be.
Yeah, I can identify. You didn't say Bill yet.
Bill.
Right there. Right there.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
That's mashed potatoes and gravy.
That's crater gravy.
Oh, for crying out loud. There's gravy in the middle of the mashed potatoes.
Would you feel better calling it divot gravy?
Sure.
It's the same
thing.
But
I wouldn't call it that. I look at that. What is that, Stan? That's mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah, well, then it would be the same thing as if somebody just slopped gravy over the whole thing.
Whatever. I like it that way, too.
But that's not crater gravy.
I don't care.
Neither do I.
Oh, why are you bringing it up?
You brought it up.
Oh.
Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah, I bet you are.
And these are things, they last years.
Will you do the fun?
Years.
Say Bill and just do the deal.
I will if you answer this one question.
What?
Because I honestly don't know.
What?
How long ago did that occur?
Longer than that. 2 years ago? 21, 22 years ago?
And can you think of a good reason why in the precious stores of long-term memory that you have available to you, that is burned into your mind.
Yeah, burned into my mind. There's a few things that are burned into yours. I get thrown at me. That happened even farther back.
That sounds like guilt talking.
That is not guilt. Do the story.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
As somebody said, it's called volcano.
No, it's not.
Oh, you're being ignorant.
Okay, Stan. I'm ignorant.
Would you please just do the story?
A waterfall of character.
No, I'm not. Ask me later. Does crater gravy qualify as fixins?
No. them's taters.
Okay. Did you have one more story, don't
Bill?
You?
Bill. It's never pleasant to find out your significant other is cheating on you.
No.
There are... When it comes to finding that out, some ways are better than others.
Yes.
There's a woman in Colombia identified only by her first name of Yimi. And she's been cheating on her devoted husband, Leonardo, with a band named Jesus for over a year
now. Jesus.
I'm ignorant. I don't You know I will do that gag every time.
Every time.
Anyway, Yimi and Jesus.
Jesus. If you would.
Always gets a reaction.
Yeah.
So Yimi and Jesus were together last week and decided to go to a motel and, you know.
Right.
So they called an Uber. And when the car arrived, the driver was friendly and courteous. He was also Yimi's husband, Leonardo.
Oh, jeez.
And that's how he learned his wife was having an affair. He realized that the couple he was sent to pick up and take to the Motel 6 involved his wife.
Yep. Surprise.
Apparently, he was driving using a friend's car and account. Maybe he was helping him out. So, Yimi and Jesus had no idea he'd be the one to pick him up. There's no word on the state of their marriage. And because of that story, Uber found out that Leonardo's friend was having other people drive under his account, which violates their policy, so he's screwed too. But Yimi, she smells like a rose.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, Rocktober 3rd.
Yeah!
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Boy, you worked yourself into a frenzy.
I'm fine right now. And when you get the picture of the damn potatoes and gravy off the screen so I don't have to keep staring at it.
Junior, please, remove the crater gravy.
Oh, jeez. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
It's pronounced Jesus.
We'll be back.
This is not a test. If this were an actual test, we would have told you otherwise. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Roger Marley coming up at 6 o'clock. Safe word as well. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Still working that crash in North Fort Myers, Coon Road and Bayshore Road. They say that there's injuries. Right bound lane. To be aware of that one. Right lane. Blocked. Thank you. And Bonita. Crash. Miller Road and Bonita Beach Road. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Same people on the phone. Don't know when to hang up. Don't know when the conversation's over. Dumb questions. So what are you guys going to do 5 summers from now? We haven't made any plans. Marge wants to go to the beach. The kids kind of like it at the lake, and I want to go to the mountains. Grandma wants to visit her sister in Frog Falls, Arkansas. How about you? Have you made any plans? It's never too early to make plans. We're going to Norway in 2025. Did you know that up until the 1950s, Norway's economy was based largely on fishing? But now, thanks to improved drilling techniques and the expansion of the global economy, once again, searching through your mind for something gentle you can say, blow it out your ass comes to mind. But this doesn't move the conversation forward. You have to find something else. And I then try tone of voice. Do you ever do that? Do you ever try to talk the person into a soft landing, try to let them know the ending is near? Right, good. Okay, then. Good, okay, good. Yep, okay, good. There he goes again.
We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, okay? We leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey, brother.
Oh, jeez. Hey, what's going on there, buddy? There he is, the king of North Fort Myers, the man who rules the roost. What's going on there, hotshot?
Well, now, looky here. You got them Shine Box tickets?
Shine Down. Shine Down tickets. And do you know anything about the band Shine Down?
Yeah, and the guy that's in that used to be in Candlehead.
You know anything about Papa Roach?
Is that the one that's always screaming about, you cut me into pieces, you bitch?
Okay. I haven't heard from you in a while. Where you been? You used to call all the time talking about how you're working at the bar, singing and karaokeing, working at the strip club. You know what, lady, you're bedding down in your trailer. I haven't heard from you in a long time, brother.
Yeah, well, I've been busy doing all that stuff. I do, as a matter of fact, have a new lady in my life.
Oh, you do? What's her name?
She's a classy lady.
All right.
She's very intellectual.
Uh-huh. What's her name?
Donna.
Donna. All right. Welcome. How many kids she got?
Oh, she don't have no kids.
Does she not have any kids, or she doesn't have custody of any kids?
No, she don't have any kids because she's intellectual.
Ah, had her tubes tied.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's lucky for you.
Well, she just told me, let fly, don't worry about it.
All right, fair enough. If both of you are happy.
On? What? Yeah, well, whatever's going on with her plumbing is her business. I know the pertinent information.
What do you want, sir?
Well, like I said, I kind of actually like being around Donna. She's intellectual.
Yeah. And what do you mean by intellectual? Did she go to college?
Yeah. Well, I guess what I mean by that is most people would say she's Democrat.
Ah, and that makes, so are you saying Republicans can't be intellectuals? Now I'm being dragged into politics with them. You're telling me Republicans can't be, an intellectual would be somebody that looks at culture and goes and reads and tries to be informed about everything. A Republican can be, a conservative can be, a liberal can be, a Democrat can be, you can be an intellectual. There are some commies that were intellectuals.
Yeah. Commies are intellectual.
Okay, so you're dating a liberal woman named Donna.
Yeah, maybe I got the word intellectual wrong, but that's just how I think. I think of Republicans as people with common sense, and I think of Democrats as people that try to come up with a reason why nature is wrong.
Okay. Okay. And so Donna, the intellectual, has a college education?
Yeah, and she's the kind of person that you can say the sky is blue and she'll tell you you're wrong.
Okay, all right, and that you label that an intellectual. Okay. All right, so things
did
are...
Did you know...
Oh, Jesus.
...that the intellectual believes...
Yeah.
...that there isn't just a man and a woman.
I know that.
And they believe that if you're born a man or a woman...
Yeah.
Physically, even though there's no such thing,
that
you can change your mind.
It's all about gender identification, okay? What you think in your head doesn't necessarily mean what your body. Now, I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's what your intellectuals think. And that's fine. Let them think what they want. Why?
Yeah. Well, what? If she wasn't such hot stuff, I wouldn't be making such an effort.
Right. So she's... pretty good looking and, you know, treat you right, treat you like a man.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
When what she is what I like to call, because I have different types of women.
Yeah, you
know,
sure do.
She's what I call the librarian.
The librarian. Explain that.
When she takes off them big glasses and lets her hair down, looks like a different woman. And which is fine with me, because most people they see her on the street, they don't even give her a second look and go, boy, look at that homely piece of trash.
Right. But when in the boudoir, it's a different deal.
Yeah. Okay. She tries to ugly herself up because she don't want to be an objectified. But she is hot to try. I tell you, man.
How long you been dating her?
I've been going on for 3 or 4 weeks now.
Okay, long term for you.
Here's the bitch of it where you might be able to help a buddy out.
Sure.
Okay?
Is this why you're calling? You want my advice to help you out a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, Bubba.
Because she wants me to have an opinion about everything. Mm-hmm. And she almost walked out on me when I explained to her what opinions are like.
Yep. Everybody's got
and
one.
Yep,
that's right. Now, did you drink beer in high school?
I drank beer in elementary school.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.